Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Beats and Eats on this sunny Thursday afternoon. I'm your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday from 1 to 2 playing dope beats and chatting with dope people and talking about dope food and all the amazing things. If you are listening and want to send a text for a shout out during the show, send it to 778-782-2573. Now, before I get into some music, this week I am playing music that I have found on the CJSF Digital Library. I do want to share a few things. Last Thursday, I finally made it to the Vagina Monologue, and it was such an amazing show at Waterfront Theater. It was filled with like heartfelt stories, real stories. I was very connected to the cast, and I thought that they did such an amazing job. They were so relatable. Plus, at the end of the show, which I think is really cool, there was a Q&A session where the cast asked the audience, you know, we kind of had the opportunity to share what we thought about the show. We had the opportunity to share like what our favorite monologue was, talk about some of the things that we might have learned for the first time or some of the things that was reaffirmed during the show. So it was great. There was a lot of men in the house, which was awesome. I love that. I gotta say, if Birkin Productions brings the show back to Vancouver, I highly, highly, highly recommend going. And then next, I do want to talk about an event that's actually happening right now at SFU. Soup Circles is an informal gathering with Soup and Bannock for SFU students to discuss topics related to academic success and life. Today's session is titled What Are We Reading? And since it goes from 12 to 2, there is still time to check them out. They are meeting in the Student Learning Commons consultation area, which is the back left corner on the ground floor of the Bennett Library. And if you're unable to swing by today, no stressing. There are two additional Soup Circles that will be happening. The next one is on June 15th, and it is called How Are We Listening? And then the final one is called Building Our Friendships, and that one is going to be on July 15th. So if you are an SFU student and on Burnaby campus, I encourage you to go and head out. Okay, so now we are going to kick off the show with some music that, again, I found on the CJSF Digital Library, and I hope you enjoy. This is the first set is vibes. The first set is vibes.
Papa Lula. Twede, Simba, hey, Mama, Simba, hey, Kitana say, Kita, Kita, Kitana say, Kuba.
This is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly one in three Black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for Black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and I am back. I hope you enjoyed this set. It was a set of two artists, starting off with Bodhisattva, who is from Bangui, which is the capital of Central African Republic. And we heard starting off the set was a track called Kalulu. And then after that, we had another artist, Shima, who is from Tokyo, Japan, with 1807. After that track, we were back with Bodhisattva with Sakalo. And then ending off that set, we had Shima with the track Sunset. I hope you are enjoying the vibes, because to me it felt perfect for listening out in the sun. Before I get into my next set, which is going to be a reggae set, I want to talk about jerk chicken, because guys, I've had a lot of jerk chicken in the past 7 days. It's so funny, sometimes I will eat jerk chicken a lot and then other times I'll go like months without eating it, but let's chat about the jerk chicken that I had. So starting off, I made some jerk chicken on the weekend and turned that into jerk chicken wraps, which was really quite delicious. I loaded it with lettuce, and I had jerk mushrooms in there. I had some green peppers, red peppers, that type of style. I had red onions. I had sliced some cucumber in there for a bit of crunch. And then I had a jerk gravy as well as a jerk mayo to top that off. So it was very, very delish. Don't say so myself. And then last night I made some more jerk chicken because I had chicken left over. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do with it? I was like, let's jerk it. So I made some jerk chicken last night, which I had for breakfast this morning. And I'm not mad about that. Tuesday night, though, I went to an event that was hosted by SFU's Institute of Black and Afro-Diaspora Research and Engagement in collaboration with Building Bridges with Rwanda and Remember Rwanda 25-Year Legacy Project. And I had not only like incredible conversations with people and just watched an incredible film presentation, and there was a couple panels that had incredible speakers, but there was delicious food. The dinner was catered by Rhythm and Spice and Jambo Grill, and so when it came to the jerk chicken that I ate that night, it was from Rhythm and Spice, so big up to them. They are located on Commercial Drive. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do, because I was highly, highly impressed. It was really great. I think I talked about jerk and like jerk sauce marinades and all of that. But for those who might have missed that show back in the day, jerk is a style of cooking that is native to Jamaica, where meat is either dry rubbed or wet marinated with a hot spicy mixture called Jamaican jerk spice. So when I was making jerk chicken, I actually used a Jamaican jerk marinade. So it was the wet marinated. And I bought, I like to make my own jerk sauce, but I did get some that was store-bought, and it was from the Walker's Wood brand. Sometimes I also purchase the Grace brand, but this time I was using Walker's Wood. And the technique of jerking is, or cooking with jerk spice, originated from Jamaican's indigenous peoples, the Arawak and the Taino tribes, and it was adopted by the descendants of the 17th century Jamaican Maroons, who basically connected a lot with the Taino tribes and learned about this way of cooking. So the smoky taste of jerk meat is traditionally achieved by cooking in a wood-burning oven. If you are in Jamaica, you will see like barrels that were cut to become pretty much like a barbecue of sorts. When I was in Jamaica last year, around this time, I was there in June, I was staying in Portland, and they have a literal like jerk center where there is a bunch of different jerk vendors, and you can get jerk chicken, jerk shrimp, jerk pork, whatever, right? So that was definitely a vibe. As much as I love the way I make jerk chicken, nothing beats having it done in sort of the open fire type of energy. So now let's get into some music. We are going to have a reggae set with some tracks from, you know what? I'll talk about it when we come back. So let's take a listen.
But I love.